first two units, you were introduced to the concept of healthcare quality and the importance of meaningful use of health information technology in improving healthcare quality. The current unit looks more closely at the relationship between QI and HIT. The objective of Unit 1C is to analyze the ways that HIT can either help or hinder quality.
You have learned about the Institute of Healthcare Improvement's triple aim, which directs all improvement activity towards providing the best care for the whole population at the lowest cost. But what exactly is the relationship between HIT and the triple aim? Clearly, there are ways in which HIT can be used to support the improvement of the individual's healthcare experience and the healthcare outcomes of populations while controlling healthcare costs. Four ways in which HIT can help to achieve the triple aim include introducing information tools into practice, using information tools to personalize care delivery, electronically connecting clinicians, and advancing surveillance and population health reporting. The Institute of Medicine has set forth six aims of quality improvement as part of its national agenda. HIT can both help and hinder the achievement of these aims. Let's begin with the benefits of HIT. Patient safety is defined as freedom from the occurrence or risk of injury, danger, or loss. When applying the term to patients, we are speaking of protecting our patients from unintentional harm from the care that is intended to help them. HIT has the potential to protect patients from unintentional harm. Computerized provider order entry can reduce errors in drug prescribing and dosing by triggering alerts when doses exceed acceptable limits, for example. Medical device interfaces allow for automated capture of vital signs, such as heart rate and blood pressure. This reduces the possibility of error on the part of the human who collects this information by eliminating the transcription step. The electronic medication administration record can reduce errors in drug administration by displaying a record of drugs that have already been administered and those that are scheduled to be administered. An electronic allergy list can reduce errors by preventing adverse drug events caused by administering drugs to which the patient is allergic. Knowledge links can reduce error by providing links to reference materials when there's a lack of knowledge on the part of the provider or the patient. Quality metric reporting can identify opportunities for safety improvement. Reminder prompts and flags can reduce errors in omission by reminding providers of interventions that are scheduled. And structured notes use standardized observations that can reduce error related to failure to detect subtle changes in status. Clinical effectiveness can be enhanced by HIT by providing knowledge links to clinical practice guidelines in order to increase use of best practices. Quality measure reporting to identify gaps in practice. Reminders in the form of practice alerts and flags, prompting providers to use best practices. And structured notes to guide providers through standardized observation to enhance assessment and diagnosis. Patient-centered care is supported by HIT as well. Patient-friendly websites provide medical information and access to support groups. Patient portals allow patients to access and manage their own health records. Clinical decision support can tailor information according to patient characteristics. And customized health education and disease management messaging can enable patient self-management. HIT can support timely care. Telemedicine provides immediate access to medical information. information through the internet. Task lists, schedules, can remind nurses when treatments are due. Time-sensitive prompts, such as time draw alerts, can remind nurses when a procedure is due. And patient reminders can let patients know when they need to return for follow-up visits or tests. HIT can enhance efficiency in many ways. Wireless mobile technology allows for vital sign capture and can eliminate the need to write or type vital signs. Character expansion allows for the ability to translate a few characters into phrases, sentences, or entire paragraphs and can decrease typing time. For example, the provider can type a few letters, such as W, N, L, which can be converted to within normal limits or to an entire paragraph describing the normal assessment parameters. System integration allows for pulling forward of historical information and can reduce data collection time. Clinical decision rules can be written to prompt for duplicate labs to reduce redundant laboratory testing. Finally, HIT can enhance equity of healthcare and services. Data capture can allow for monitoring by patients' population characteristics in order to uncover healthcare disparity. The multimodal functionality of systems can allow for various ways for patients to get health information in order to decrease disparity. Competency-based patient education can tailor information to the patient's educational background and developmental status. Decision support can offer drug cost information to assist providers in selecting alternatives for low-income patients. You've seen examples of how HIT can help to ensure quality, but HIT presents a double-edged sword. Poor design and resultant user workarounds can actually result in unintended negative consequences. Workarounds are alternative processes that help workers avoid demands placed on them that they perceive to be unrealistic or harmful. These unanticipated behaviors can be directly or indirectly caused by the electronic health record when the system impedes the provider's work. For example, a nurse may take a verbal order rather than the prescriber entering the order into provider order entry due to workflow timing of the event, such as the surgeon being scrubbed on in a case in the OR. Another example is the case where significant events are located in multiple locations in the electronic record due to a lack of standardization of data entry screens. Artifacts are man-made tools that help the worker to think. They're developed to meet the demands of a particular activity. For example, keeping references at the bedside so that the nurse can refer to them during the course of care. Patient locator boards that list names of patients and room assignments so that unit personnel can track where patients are housed. Report sheets that list important patient information for handoff purposes. Even documenting on paper and then transcribing into the electronic record is an aid for the provider to remember data that he or she wants to enter into the record but needs to do so at a later time. So let's talk a bit about workarounds. You'll find that healthcare providers are experts at creating workarounds when technology doesn't fit into their clinical workflow. Here's an example. Dr. Foxwood creates a new order every time he wants to reorder a medicine. The nurse enters a verbal order to discontinue the previous order so that that previous drug doesn't appear on the medication administration list. Dr. Foxwood fails to co-sign the discontinuation order because he sees this as an administrative task. Other examples include drug orders written in a free text message screen causing delay or omission of drugs because they're not seen by the pharmacist, or data entered into multiple information systems due to lack of interfaces that result in transcription error, or entering admission and discharges into the system in order to create lab test requisitions. Another example of a workaround would be frequent reviews of the electronic health record every 15 minutes so that you can detect new orders. Can you think of workarounds that you've seen in your current job? Why were these created?
The next three slides illustrate three examples of workarounds caused by poor HIT design.
Doyle reported that when a barcoded medication system interfered with their workflow, nurses developed workarounds, such as removing the armband from the patient and attaching it to the bed because the barcode reader failed to interpret barcodes when the bracelet curved tightly around a small arm. Hahn and colleagues reported increased deaths in children admitted to Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh after CPOE implementation. Three reasons were cited for this unexpected outcome. First, CPOE changed the workflow in the emergency room. Before CPOE, orders were written for critical time-sensitive treatment based on radio communication with the incoming transport team before the child arrived. After CPOE implementation, orders couldn't be written until the patient actually arrived and was registered in the system, a policy that was later changed. Second, entering an order required as many as 10 clicks and took as long as 2 minutes. Moreover, computer screens sometimes froze or response time was slow. And finally, when the team changed its workflow to accommodate CPOE, face-to-face contact among team members diminished. Despite the problems with study methods identified by some of the informatics community, there certainly were serious human technology interface problems. In 2005, a Washington Post article reported that Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles had shut down a $34 million system after 3 months due to the medical staff's rebellion. Reasons for the rebellion included the additional time it took to complete the structured information forms, failure of the system to recognize misspellings, as nurses had previously done, and intrusive and interruptive automated alerts. Even though physicians actually responded appropriately to the alerts, modifying or canceling 35% of the orders that triggered them, designers had not found the right balance of helpful to interruptive alerts. The system simply did not fit the clinician's workflow.
In summary, when well designed and used as intended, HIT can improve all of the aims of quality and can work to best accomplish the best care for the whole population at the lowest cost. When designed poorly and subject to workarounds, HIT can result in unintended adverse consequences.